This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. They've got a new gun stock coming out. This is going to be the epitome of what you could possibly want on a gun stock. And they're bringing it out. And it'll be debuting at SHOT Show in Las Vegas. So, in the meantime, check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. There's been this headline that keeps circulating over and over again. And it's not necessarily false. CNN, Fox News, Time Magazine, they're all stating that there's a CDC report, we've talked about it here, that finds that gun deaths in the U.S. are the highest they've been in 40 years. All kinds of ones. Now, I question anything I read. Because the thing about stats, the old adage that stats don't lie, well, liars can bring you stats, though. So whenever somebody brings me stats, if I don't know who they are, and, the CDC always seems to be, they can't figure out where they want to be. The CDC website seems to, they want to be gun grabbers, but for some reason they just keep reporting the thing, the truth. Most news agencies right now are reporting that 40,000 deaths in 2017 were due to gunshot. Actual number is 38,658. To compare, 38,748 died in a vehicle accident, and 68,995 died from poisoning, which includes drug overdoses. And what they fail to mention, or at least leave till the end of the article, is that 60% of them, 23,854, were suicide. It's also not obvious in most of the reported stories that the total gun-related deaths in 2017 included situations related to war and legal interventions, people shot by police, 956 in 2018 to be exact, and unintentional actions. So what's the agenda behind this? Well, you got a democratically controlled House, not a democratically controlled Congress, and the House is already indicating they're going to move on certain things. But why would you bring back this headline for the universal background check or the assault weapon ban and 3D gun ban? Could be all of the above. Any support that anti-gun politicians can get helps them push their plan further. They've already said priority number one is banning the private sale of firearms. I mean, that's priority number one. Words mean things. And of all people, journalists know this. Anti-gun media groups, organizations, and politicians obviously use them to their advantage. For example, Forbes writes, a 2016 study found that school shootings are half as likely to occur in states with background checks, yet only 14 states had such a law in 2013. The way that's written is deceiving, because background checks are a federal law. All states require background checks for firearm purchases from a licensed dealer, no matter where you purchase it, including online or at a gun show. It is a federal law. If you purchase a firearm from a licensed firearms dealer, you have to submit to a background check. If you purchase from an individual seller who does not regularly sell firearms, you don't have to perform a background check. That was part and parcel of the 1994 Omnibus Crime Bill, when they redid all of that stuff. What Forbes is trying to say is that some states have enacted universal background checks in order to combat what the media has incorrectly deemed the gun show loophole. So that no matter who transfers a firearm from one person to another, background check must be performed. But then John Lott comes up, and, you know, he looks at things, and he says, examining all mass public shootings in the U.S. from 2000 through 2015, we find that states adopting additional background checks on private transfers see a statistically significant increase in rates of killings, 80% higher, and injuries 101% higher from mass public shootings. There's not one mass public shooting that occurred over that period where these checks would have prevented it from occurring. That kind of stark fact is very hard for them to mess with. And, of course, it doesn't get any publicity. The story, like Forbes writes, gets the publicity. So they're not very widely disseminated because they don't fit the narrative. That's the problem. That's the problem for them. Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas Rampage killer at the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival in Las Vegas, was a businessman from Nevada who only ever had traffic tickets. From 2009, 19 of the Rampage killers passed a background check and obtained their firearms legally. Now, that doesn't mean that all of them were technically, by federal law, allowed to own a firearm. Some mental health and criminal history had not been reported to the NICS, which were to bar them from a purchase. And that's the same NICS that they would employ if they actually knew how to put it in place with universal background checks. Now, Devin Kelly, who murdered 26 people at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, should have been on the prohibited persons list. The Air Force, like so many states, did not submit the information to the NICS. Dylan Roof shot 9 people here in South Carolina in Charleston at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. He had been charged with drug possession, but he was able to purchase his firearm legally because the FBI examiner performing the background check failed to get his police report. Jalen Ray Freiberg killed 4 of his fellow classmates at Marysville Peachook High School, using his father's illegally purchased firearms. Jalen's father, Raymond Lee Freiberg, had a permanent domestic violence protection order against him and should have been denied the purchase of 5 firearms he bought from Cabela's. And the proposed universal background check law would have done nothing to prevent any of these shooters from buying a gun. How would have expanding our already in place law stopped any of these people from committing their crimes? It would not have done it. Anyone who thinks a law stops people from doing what they want lives in la-la land. So, to put this into perspective, in 2017, 10,874 people were killed by drunk drivers. In 2016, 42,249 died from overdosing on opioids. 72,000 in 2017. There were 2,205,300 people in prison doing something for doing something illegal in 2016. None of the anti-gun people solutions solved the issue. And here's the thing, no gun control law has ever prevented a crime committed with a gun. A background check doesn't uncover any undiagnosed mental issue or magically reveal if one day you might use that firearm in a crime. It's a Polaroid picture. Be skeptical of what you read in the mainstream media. They will try to lead you astray. So, just a word to the wise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, if it'll play, there you go. Well, let's try that again.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
There's a new stock in town. But you can't see it till the 21st. And then you can't see it unless you watch my video or some other videos, or you're in Las Vegas at SHOT Show. But it'll get out there soon, and you'll be hearing about it here. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, I watch the president play the media with his address and everything, and then I watched Lurch and Morticia get up. I mean, Senator Schumer and Representative Pelosi get up there, and I'll give the president a 7 on that one. I'll give the Democratic response. And then, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gave a third reply because they couldn't get one Democrat to give a reply. We had to have three. And AOC's was, of course, unsanctioned because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of 435. She's not on anything. She's not part of anything. She is a representative. And for some reason, I know why, because the media loves her, you know, because she's a Democrat. But I'll tell you something about the Democrats right now. The Democrats are scared. The Democrats know that this wall that the president wants is imminent. For me, one of the things I love about the Christmas season, for example, is everything up to Christmas Day, and then Christmas Day always seems like a letdown. But the buildup is stupendous. Is the pending dread more psychologically damaging for them than the building of this wall? The Democrats know that the wall will be such a stark. They're out there talking about this, it's going to end the world and everything else. And, other nation states maintain their borders by whatever means they see fit. Other nation states would never put up with as many illegal aliens here. I've been watching some of the cool kids on, for example, Instagram. They're out there talking about the wall, and if, you know, my children, they will grow up to tear down the wall. This is not the Berlin Wall, you dimwits. All of you out there that think this is the wall is to protect us. The Berlin Wall was to keep the East Germans on the East German side. That's why you see a bunch of people in North Korea jumping the DMZ if they can. Because it's a nation divided. We're not dividing the United States. Unless, of course, you think we're part of Mexico. The wall will break them, and no amount of Democrat and Democrat media industrial complex agitprop is going to tear down the wall. It will be the chasm between the old guard and the burgeoning of Leninism within the party. And we should think of the wall in capital letters. The Democrats know that the wall will achieve its intent to deter and prevent mass illegal immigration, which has resulted in an illegal alien population that the federal government has no true accurate count of. They're saying 11 million, 12 million. Is it 20 million? It could be 25 million. We don't know. The wall will be the physical affirmation of our historic theory of black swan, glass ceiling shattering 2016 win over Empress Clinton. Tax reform and withdrawals from bogus deals with Iran and capital climate change globalist war welfare treaties aren't palpable. You can't take a selfie in front of the 2018 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Supreme Court justices are a little more tangible, but they're not omnipresent 24/7. The wall, this proposed happy marriage of steel and spikes and concrete, it will be glorious. President Trump has described the wall as beautiful, but we don't care if it's the ugly Christmas sweater of American architecture. The wall will save lives and it will save money. Want to know how padded the rubber room inducing the wall is for Democrats. He's convinced, Trump has convinced fiscal conservatives to spend money, and Democrats are talking about saving money. The wall is Mount Rushmore. It's AR-15s and Confederate statues and the Electoral College and the Gadsden flag and all. It's all of that all in one. It's a watchtower, a monument of sovereignty. It's an homage to us as citizens, to law enforcement officers, all Americans who have to worry about not only American criminals murdering them, but those here illegally as well. Ignore the Democrats and the Ben Sasses of America who prattle on about xenophobia. Fear and greed are the basis for every decision made by the Homo sapiens species. Am I afraid of crimes being committed against me and my family from those who shouldn't be here? Yes, I am. And if most of the spineless politicians in Washington acted a bit more fearful, Kate Steinle and Molly Tibbetts and Ronil Singh would likely be alive today. Officer Singh was the California police officer killed by an illegal alien in the line of duty last week. He emigrated from Fiji, a country I bet is safer than the Golden State. And I wouldn't care. Let me make this very clear here. I wouldn't care if only one person died annually from illegal immigration, and I would care not if only one illegal border crossing occurred annually. The cult of the Democrats' gun confiscation sales pitch has always been if it saves one life. If they believe that, then they should vote to fund the wall and end the government shutdown. If the wall saves one life, and it'll save more than one life, and saves even the smallest percentage of the annual $116 billion illegal alien financial burden, then break ground today. And just keep reiterating this to your Democrat friends and relatives. But if it saves one life, and GOP, are you listening? Especially you zealously open borders Tessio Republicans who've continued to betray your voters the way Sal Tessio betrayed the Corleone family and the Godfather. The Democrats know that the wall will work spectacularly. The Beto knows about it. Elizabeth Warren knows it. Kamala Harris knows it. Cory Booker knows it. Everybody knows it. It will break them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
President Trump after meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
The Republican Party, I can say, and I just left an hour meeting. We had a great time, actually. There was no discussion about anything other than solidarity. We want national security and border security for our country.
Many of the 800,000 federal employees who are impacted by the partial government shutdown may miss their first paycheck because of it this week. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer believes President Trump should hold the line. She also tells Fox News Congress needs to understand the public wants them to do their job.
The people want our borders secured. They want them to work with the President of the United States and to keep our country safe. And that's their job.
The Dow gained 91 points to close at 23,879. NASDAQ rose 60 points and the S&P gained 11. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. If you're going to carry a gun, and if you plan on being, shall we say, adept at it, you're going to need to develop habits for your defensive gun handling to become almost second nature, because your attention should be focused on the threat and your plan to deal with it. Modifying a plan to quickly deal with a threat can be a real challenge. Now, the military, when you're getting ready to go into combat, you have plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Because plan A, in most cases, as soon as you engage the enemy, plan A, which is your preferred way of doing things, is going to go straight out the window. So you're going to have to be able to go to plan B. Now, when you're alone and you're dealing with a criminal threat, that can be, modifying a plan to quickly deal with a threat like that can be a real challenge. Modifying a plan to deal with multiple threats is even worse. But if you're going to survive, you're going to have to do it. Now, crooks like to run in packs. And we also know that they'll take every advantage available to them. And you should really not expect that they will line up side by side like those silhouette targets on the shooting range, which would be oh so nice. They may be coming at you from different directions and armed with a variety of deadly weapons. You have an extremely short time to do sort this out and deal with the threat. And the smart thing to do is to neutralize the crook that presents the greatest threat to you. Let me now point out a scene from the outlaw Josie Wales. When he is facing the four Union soldiers and he asks them if they're going to pull their pistols or whistle Dixie. And he gets asked, how did you know which one was to shoot first? And he starts breaking it down with his observations of what he saw. He went after the one that he thought would go to the gun first. In his testimony following the OK Corral fight, October 1881, Tombstone, Arizona Territory, Wyatt Earp stated that he and Billy Clanton fired the first shots in the fight. They did not shoot at each other. Well, we don't know who Clanton fired at, but we know that Earp stated that he fired at Frank McLowry, and he did so because, in his opinion, Frank McLowry was the best shot of the bunch. So Earp clearly wanted to take out the most dangerous man first. In most criminal attacks, we may not know enough to know who the most dangerous attacker is, and failing that information, it would be a good idea at that point to focus on the criminal with the deadliest weapon. You know, if they're coming at you with a bunch of bludgeons and axes and everything else, and somebody has a couple of firearms, firearms people need to be the ones that you deal with first, unless the bludgeons and the blades are really close to you and between you and the firearms people. So all things being equal, it would be a good idea to address any attacker who's armed with a long gun before dealing with pistol shooters and knife wielders as well. I'm a big fan of Colonel Jeff Cooper. During one of his Central America trips, he learned of a landowner who stepped out of his house to find three armed men running toward him. He had already received some threats, and the thugs were on his property uninvited. And he perceived that they did not have peaceful intentions. So under those circumstances, the landowner did not wait for one of the attackers to fire first. He drew his Browning high power and stopped all three before they could get a bullet into him. Situational awareness and evaluation was applied immediately. So it becomes a matter of priority. You might need to deal with the attacker that's closest to you. Imagine, if you will, a trio armed with knives and clubs. If a club wielder happened to be the one closest to me, I might need to deal with that threat before I addressed another one armed with a handgun, as a blow from the club could render me unconscious and put me out of the fight. The other thing to keep in mind with that is if there is someone with a gun further away between you and you've got this club guy, just put the club guy between you and the shooter. You deal with the club guy, the shooter's got to move. You have a little bit of time. Sometimes you just have to go with your gut feeling. There's a guy named Jim Wilson. He's a former sheriff, and he shows up every time at the Nighthawk booth whenever we go to an event. Sheriff Jim is there. Now, he was telling me about something one time. He's telling me about a ranch burglary that was committed by about a dozen criminals who had come in from Mexico. They had stolen a 4-inch Smith & Wesson Model 415. He located them as they were crossing a flat out in the ground. So he pulls out his 44 Magnum carbine, but he doesn't know which one of them had the gun. So he had a gut feeling, and he likes to refer to his luck. And he picked the one who didn't look right and told him that they should resolve this thing in some way that avoided bloodshed. So at his request, he used two fingers to extract the stolen revolver from under his shirt and dropped it on the ground. Instinct made the right call. You can also talk a lot about the use of cover in a defensive situation. If you're going to deal with multiple attackers, it is even more important. If you can get behind something that will stop bullets, you are well on your way to winning the engagement. Failing that, It is an excellent idea to get your back up against something solid so that you don't have to deal with attackers from behind. If there are two of you, it is nearly always a good idea for one of you to flank your attackers. I want you to think of this as you're side by side, but then your partner is going to work his way out and then forward to where you form an L shape, if you will. If we drew a line in the sand between, you know, there's going to be an L shape. He's facing 90 degrees in, you're facing them head on. You now have a crossing field of fire, if you will. It is usually best to do that before the action starts without giving them time to regroup and respond. In that manner, you present two separate targets in two different directions. And you have them from two different angles of fire. And in the melee, you may even cause them to get in reach of each other's way and end up taking rounds that were intended for you. When you train, you reduce their advantage by being practiced in your gun handling. And when it becomes second nature, then you have the odds stacked in your favor. The crooks like having the odds stacked in their favor, but you can ruin their day with good planning. It's been done before. It will be done again. It will. Sheriff Jim, I'll be seeing him, in about 2 weeks. I'll have to film with him. I will have to film with him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff for them in Vegas as well. Okay. Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. Let me point, I need to make an explanation. Last night I went to the second hour. There had been some confusion, and I had nothing that I could do except throw the show into rerun, into rebroadcast. And I had no intention of doing that. I didn't know that till right after we went into the flip between the hours. And I have since taken steps to make sure that doesn't happen again. I put enough backups in place. I have added some things to the set. And we shouldn't have that issue no more. So for those of you that pointed that out, I appreciate it. Hey, I wanted to be live. I did want to be live. No, it's the radio thing. In July of 2013, the Illinois legislature overrode the veto of then-Governor Patrick Quinn to eliminate their status as the last holdout and refusing to issue concealed carry permits. So they went from no issue to shall issue, and the law-abiding citizens of the land of Lincoln were able to enjoy the Second Amendment right as affirmed in Heller and McDonald and Moore and all these other ones. Yet even while benefiting from armed protection at the expense of taxpayers, Mayor Rahm Emanuel maintained that gun control is essential and that the new concealed carry law would result in an increase in crime. Well, we've had a little bit of time to do a little research on that now. And recently, two researchers disproved at least some of the Emanuel prognostications and added to the growing body of evidence that allowing citizens the right to defend themselves with guns outside their homes can lead to a decrease in crime. This was published in the Applied Economics Letters. There's so many publications out there, I don't know how we keep them straight. It was done by Drs. Devaraj and Patel from Ball State University and Villanova University. And they used neighborhood-level crime reports from Chicago and Philadelphia during the period, January 2006 to December 2015. Their goal was to ascertain the effect of the Illinois concealed carry law on property crimes in Chicago, with the Philadelphia data serving as a control comparison over the same term. Now, Philly was selected because of its similar population density, demographic characteristics, and property crime levels, and because Pennsylvania also is a shall issue state. They used a variation of regression analysis, and I do not pretend to know what that means, but they assess property crime rates as a function of the availability of permits in Illinois, examining rates prior to the introduction of shall issue, and at 3 points following the law's enactment, 0 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months, and 1 year or later. Other potentially important variables for which the researchers controlled were the number of violent crimes overall, time trend, economic recession, whether a crime was reported on the first day of the year, the first day of the month, which accounts for artifacts in record keeping, and the city in which the crime was reported. Results show that after the implementation of shall issue on CCW, Chicago property crimes decreased, and the reduction continued across all three time intervals. They offered several potential explanations for their decrease in property crime, not least of which is that concealed carry may influence the opportunity cost for committing crimes, as criminals may weigh gains against higher risk, like being perforated by a citizen carrying a legally carried firearm. So, less crime due to criminals weighing gains against the possibility of an armed victim. Don't we talk about this all the time here? Yeah. Now, let me shift a little bit here. So, that's good. That's good to know about Chicago. It's good to know that you Chicago residents are taking care of business. I like that. Believe it or not, though, you're about as likely to use a carry gun to put down an aggressive dog as you are an aggressive human. And that, this particular little bit bothers me a lot because I'm a dog lover. Now, the nature of certain members of the latter species certainly confirms that there are violent tendencies in some of the breed, but the former does as well. If you start looking at reports of defensive gun uses, you'll find just almost as many instances of someone having to draw from their concealed carry holster to shoot a dog that's attacking them, their own dog or livestock, or worse, still a child. If you do a Google search on aggressive dog, and you'll find plenty of examples, so there's no need to list any recent ones. How long has it been? Has it been a year? A year or so ago, my father, who is now 80, came to me, and he was telling me about two dogs that had gotten out. And my dad lives in a community, right? Not an old folks community. My dad is still very spry at 80. He doesn't need to live in a place like that. But most of his hand-to-hand combat days are behind you, as you might get. He was in his backyard, and two dogs had gotten out from a neighbor, and they came around the corner and saw him and came at him. He put a chair between him and the dogs, and they tried to get past the chair. And my father, who is not he's not a man given to fear too much, even as a septuagenarian, octogenarian, was scared, as I would have been in that situation. Because he couldn't get it. His back was up against the door that he had to open. And my dad has one of those little dogs, a little yappy dog. My dad was thinking, if I open the door, the yappy dog's going to come out, and these dogs are going to kill my dog. So instead, he chose to face them unarmed. Now, he was kicking at him, and he was yelling at him and everything else, and finally they turned and left. And at that point, I insisted that he get a gun, which he has a permit. And I told him, you need to get a semi-automatic, you need to get a 9mm, and when they come, you need to shoot them through the lungs. Hasn't had to do that, though. Hasn't had to do that yet. You have to deal with proximate threats, and you have to deal with it the same as you would a human. Draw, aim, and shoot, if and only if there's a legitimate threat. And aim for the head or the chest cavity, which, through the lungs. Just because it's an animal doesn't mean that the same rules don't apply. Threat has to be real. There has to be ability, opportunity, and jeopardy, as well as reasonable fear of being mauled, someone else being mauled, or worse, has to be there, or just like with dealing with an aggressive person. Barking alone is not sufficient, but if they're charging with hostile intentions, that's another story. This also applies to wildlife. And we'll probably talk about that. Dean is coming on the show in the next hour, so we'll probably talk about that. But, you know, there are plenty of critters out there that can seriously injure or kill you, including black bears, bison, moose, wolves, cougars, and snakes. I don't have any records of anyone gored to death by an elk, but people have been gored or battered by them, and there's little doubt they can be up to the task. Be sure to know your state and local law on this regarding dog attacks. Many states will allow for lethal force to be employed against an animal attacking your pet or livestock. So this is also something to be aware of, to look into. If you live in a mid-sized to large metro area, they have laws regarding nuisance or dangerous animals, so be sure to check municipal bylaws as well. And, you know, just remember, a threat is a threat. That's something I had to come to grips with. A threat is a threat. It doesn't have to be human. I got plenty of humans I love, too. But I am a dog guy. Lots of humans I love, though. So, let's take this moment. Coming up next, a writer from Ammo Land and The Truth About Guns. We're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten for our daily chat that we have on Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.